is on the phone right now is the senator from Illinois.
It's a great state.
Barack Obama. What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
You know, this is CBC week, and so we've got folks coming in from all across the country. And Tom, I just want to thank you for the help on the fundraiser for Katrina victims and the scholarships. I think it'll be outstanding. I can't think of a better cause, sometimes the CBC is a little bit of a party. You know, I had spoken to the caucus and I said, you know, I think we got to have a different tone this year because of what had happened down in the Gulf. But I talked to Jesse Jr. and when I found out that, Tom, you know, you were involved and it was going to go through your foundation, it struck me that that's going to be something worth doing.
Now,
yeah. I won't lie to you. I'm not going to be staying up late like the rest of y'all.
You know, because the party goes to 4 in the morning.
Yeah, well, I don't go till 4 in the morning.
Come on, man.
I can't hang with the rest of y'all.
Well, okay, Senator, how come we just not facing the reality of getting out of this war in Iraq and paying for the bill for Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita? I mean, if we got out of the war in Iraq, there's plenty of money to spend on us.
The problem is, even if we phase down, it's going to take about a year and a half. And in the meantime, we've still got these bills we got to pay. So we're going to have to do a mix of things. But I'm with you. I mean, we've gotten to the point where we've hit the tipping point where being there is causing more harm than good.
And on the phone right now is my candidate for president of the United States. It's Senator Barack Obama. What's going
on?
Tom?
Good morning.
Doing all right. Where are you, man?
You know, I'm in Chicago. I just dropped off the girls at school, and now I'm headed out to Iowa. You know, we're spending time in Iowa, man.
Yes, you are.
All right, the report came out a couple of weeks ago that said that blacks who were polled were split between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, there was a big New York Times article, and I've been seeing this a lot in a lot of folks. You know, the people where Hillary is getting most of her African American support is from African American women.
Yeah.
The brothers seem to be on the Obama team, and it's the women who are divided. And when you ask a lot of these women, they'll say, "Well, yeah, we love Barack, we love Michelle, but we worried about him getting hurt, or they may do something to him." A lot of it is, I think, people just not feeling confident about the ability of white America to elect a black candidate, and we've got to get over that kind of disempowering attitude. The day I'm inaugurated, I'm standing on the steps of the Capitol with Michelle next to me and got the hand on the Bible and lifting the other hand up, that day, you know, children all across America look at themselves different.
And on that day, will your children address you as Mr. President or First Daddy?
First Daddy's not bad. I'm going to start floating it around here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. To Chairman Dean and my great friend, Dick Durbin, and to all my fellow citizens of this great nation, with profound gratitude and great humility, I accept your nomination for presidency of the United States.
He just left the polling place. We just
watched him.
We watched him.
We're
just
live.
Watching him.
He was there a long time.
It was a 30-minute
show. President of the United States of America, Senator Barack Obama.
Michelle seemed to really take a long time deciding who to vote for president. I was low. I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure.
And thank you again for having us here in your campaign headquarters, sir. Your organization is amazing, sir.
The best ever. And I don't exaggerate that. my volunteers, they've just been outstanding. I'm so proud of them. But obviously, what counts is what happens today. So,
and you go make history. Right.
And on the phone with us right now, from, he's not at the White House yet. Where are you?
I'm from the Blair House, man. Come on.
The Blair House.
You're supposed to know all these things.
This is the next president of the United States being inaugurated tomorrow, Mr. Barack Obama.
What's up, people?
Good morning, sir. We're at Ben's Chili Bowl. I'm at your spot.
Listen, do not have a half smoke this early in the morning. At 7:45, that'd be too much.
I want to thank you for the kind words that you wrote for my tribute and what you say I did for your campaign and delivering the African-American vote. I can't really take that kind of credit, but I framed your letter, and thank you very much. And,
well, Tom, you know, not only was Tom talking about this campaign, even when a lot of folks didn't give us a chance, but he'd show up at events wearing Obama T-shirts and bringing his folks, and you guys have all just been terrific, and that's why, you know, this is the one radio show I had to make sure I did this week, just to let everybody know how much I love you guys and how much I appreciate everything you guys have done.